She was 14 years old. Her home's foster homes. 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is now your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times, times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7, on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And then podcasts are 1360KHNC.com, the radio site. And then for the internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is also archived on podcast section. And continuing with this, the study on the global shots during 2019, 2020, 21, 22, and the effects and the mortality, the people that have died, 17 million people. And that would be 0.39% of the global population died in excess. The genocide of Cain killing Abel. Man-made murder. Man-made viruses to kill, to cull, to genocide mankind. Christ, through his prophets and his apostles, did say this would happen. Christ himself talked about plagues. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, the horsemen of the apocalypse. I had a cough. Excuse me. We finally, here in Colorado, Front Range, finally the forest fires are out. And last week, about 2 weeks ago, 12 days ago when they started, the smoke, the contaminants in the air really caused a lot of sniffling, sneezing, irritation to the eyes. People just in misery, but not like the people in the burn area. But it did affect me. It made my throat a little tender. But I'm okay now. Going on with the matter of the vaccinations and the purpose of the vaccinations, one purpose is to change your DNA into make it so that you'll become something other than Homo sapien. You'll become a Borg. You'll become a Homo sapien plus. You have another DNA in you. And I do have another article. And with the possibility of them putting toxins and things in you to make you so that you'll become an antenna, you'll be able to receive and transmit Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, maybe lightning will come out of your fingers like the witches. Who knows? But another thing, too, is they are planning is to mate people, biocomputers. You become a biocomputer. There's an article, Here Comes the Cyborg, Mating with Human Brains. This was out of January. This was a Nature Electronics article that triggered a flurry of excitement. Biocomputer combines lab-grown brain tissue with electronic hardware. A system that integrates brain cells into a hybrid machine that can recognize voices. Oh, this sounds like something that we want. BrainAware, pioneering AI and brain organoid fusion. No, you don't want this. This is not good. Scientists are trying to inject human brain tissue into artificial networks because AI isn't working quite as well as we have been led to think. AI uses a horrendous amount of energy to do its kind of parallel processing, while the human brain uses about a light bulb's worth of power to perform smaller feats. So AI designers are looking to cannibalize some parts from the humans to make artificial networks work as efficiently as a human brain. Let's put the fact of AI's shortcomings aside for a moment and examine this new cyborg innovation. And we think this could never happen. This is impossible. No, it's not. In fact, I think they've already been doing it in other countries, maybe in this country, underground, you know, Area 51, Area 52, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some of these areas underground, not hidden. All of the research into anything that is an organism that is alive, living, always gravitates to mankind, always gravitates to humans, not rabbits, not mice, rats, monkeys. No, eventually they want human subjects. Frankenstein's children want to work and to experiment on humans. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. This is The Present Truth. They want to experiment on humans, not creatures only.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
So what they're doing is wanting to integrate brain cells into hybrid machines. They're going to do it. Now, with the transhumanists, they have a hope of at some point we humans evolve into gods, little gods, or God himself. This is a concept thousands of years old, man becoming God. Let's see. Underlying the hopes of a transhumanist and of a transhumanist is a philosophy of materialism that follows logic something like this. Living systems are composed of matter and energy. The interactions of all matter and energy can be represented in code. And the material used to create biohardware should be irrelevant and can be synthetic. Remember in the movie years ago, back in the, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year in 1968 or 7 or 6. The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman. And Dustin was dating a girl by the name of Elaine. And Elaine's father told Dustin, Dustin Hoffman, remember one thing, the future is plastics. The future is plastics. Well, I'm telling you right now, the future is synthetics. Everything synthetic. These parasites in people are synthetic, but they're programmed. They can be programmed by 5G, 4G, 3G, 10G. Can be synthetic. With such founding assumptions, transhumanists are confident they can learn to upgrade biological hardware with non-biological materials and reprogram biological software after cracking its code and mix and match with electronics to augment human capabilities. They're going to do it. I believe they're already doing it. And it's a fairly long article. I don't want to read the whole thing. But this is where they're headed. Transhumanism. This is the, and with, I have two more articles that I wanted to maybe discuss, but I don't think I have the time today. With the, I go back to all these corporations that are patenting their synthetic technology. Everything synthetic. With the vaccinations, I think the vaccinations were, in a sense, an experiment. They didn't know what they needed. They didn't need two or three or four individuals to experiment on. They wanted to experiment on the world, and they wanted to see what these. And there wasn't a batch, one single batch. There were hundreds, maybe thousands of variants of these separate concoctions. They didn't make the same thing. It's like soda. You have, how many different kinds of soda can you have today? With vanilla, with cherry, net zero, no caffeine, no sugar, with this, with that. Well, all of these different pharmaceutical companies, each creating maybe 100 different variants, maybe more, tracking each variant, some going to the northeast, to the northwest, to the mid, to the south, to the heart to the of this country, to specific for people in with Asian DNA, specific to people that have African DNA or Jewish or Hispanic. Each batch, yeah, that's the word I meant to say, batch. Each batch had different properties, and the world was the lab. And now they're trying to gather all this data, VAERS, this criminal agency, gathering all the data to see what each of these variants did in each of these groups, with the young, with the old, with the Hispanic, with the blacks, with the Asians, etc. They wanted to see what, how and what happened with each group. But everything, most likely, synthetic, with graphene oxide, other properties, not natural properties. This is the direction these companies are going. They're going to continue to go that direction because they want to create a whole new species. And I'm going to tell you something from a spiritual point of view. The new species will be Antichrist, anti-God. The new species will be totally given over to the dark side. It will be, they will erase, not allow any God consciousness to be an experience with these type of creatures. Even with some of the vaccinations, there were reports right after the vaccination that in one case, the female, a woman, started screaming that she lost her God consciousness. She said, I lost, she believed in God, and all of a sudden she says, God, I can't experience God. God is gone. Well, this is what they want to do. The war in everything we're seeing is against God, against Christ, against the Messiah of mankind, the Savior, against the only individual that can offer the world hope, not only hope in eternity, eternal life, but in time, hope to live another day, hope to be productive, hope to have the time to get to know who God is and the purpose for your life. Many people want to know, what is the reason I'm alive? Why? What's my purpose? Why am I here? I'm not just here to exist. There's got to be a deeper purpose. Well, the children of Frankenstein found their purpose. What about the good people of the world? And we're seeing the good people of the world everywhere on social media on all platforms, exposing the corruption of the agencies that rule the world, the corporations, the governments. You have the God said there would be the moral people within the unreligious, basically, world that really don't know God, that would live by their conscience. Within the Christian community, there would be the Christian community, let's face it. On Sundays, I do the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I have a ministry. All of the mainstream denominations, Pentecostals, evangelical Christianity are dysfunctional. The whole of God's family, for the most part, is dysfunctional. They don't function the way they should function as people that should know God, that profess Christ, and they're dysfunctional. I speak to the evangelicals because I am an evangelical. I was a former Catholic, but I am now evangelical. Why? Because in the Catholic Church, there's no way I'm going to be a priest. It's too restricted, too set, too many. It's just not where God called me to be. In the evangelical church, I have more latitude, much more latitude. And I see how evangelical Christianity is dysfunctional. And the same with in Israel, with the Jewish people. They also, they're God's people, but they're dysfunctional. In Israel, you have communists, fascists, you have socialists, a godlessness, though they're God's people. But God is going to straighten this all out. God has a way to do it. He has a nation called America and a coming leader of America that is going to, that God is going to use to begin to punish the nations. America is going to be used as God's hammer, as God's maul, as his battle axe. And God is going to use America to start to punish the nations for their godlessness. And we're godless as a nation. So God is going to use a godless nation to punish the godless nations? Seems like an oxymoron, but no. In Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, God says, "You are my hammer. I will use you to punish the nations, to destroy the nations." We have not done that yet. That starts and begins next year. That begins in 2025. I just want to let you know, give you, some insight. It's not going to begin this year. It'll begin next year. America will begin to be used by God as a hammer to destroy the nations. The nations need to be punished, and then God will punish this nation in about 2032. This nation will be punished completely. We will go into the landfill of history as a nation. America that was is no longer. You have two Americas, the good people of the land, and then you have those who are in power. Those in power are the wicked. And they'll continue to do their wickedness, but God put them in place for a purpose. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Podcast, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970 800 3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
So America will be used by God to punish the nations. I'm going to, you know, there's this, these people on this, out in space, they're trying to get back home. AAA is not going to be able to help them. And, I think they're going to be up there until, what they're saying, until February of next year. They were supposed to go up for like, 8 days? They ended up going up, they're now 2 months up. I think that, I don't know what type of personality these people have. It doesn't sound logical to me to be put inside of a structure and be catapulted into orbit. Up there, I think it's probably beautiful, but, you know, I like to actually look up rather than have to look down. And so I don't know how long they're going to have extended stay. You know, you have these extended stay motels. Well, I guess that's what that is. I don't know if you want to call it a suite. You know, the... Weston Suite up there in the sky. I was thinking about the type of personality these people have. I don't know. I don't think they're going to ever go back up again. I think this pretty much took care of their that ambition, that desire to be in space. I know that once they come down, they're going to retire. They're going to think, you know, we want to get on with our lives, do something productive. It doesn't seem to be too productive for me. I I had to think about that, and I think this is absolute craziness. But when you're part of the DARPA or the military, you do what you're told. Now, Putin has asked Iran to postpone this strike on Israel. He's offering to mediate because Russia's not ready for the war. Russia in Revelation, I'm sorry, is in Revelation 1,000 years in the future. But presently, Russia is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And Russia is going to come with a group of nations to attack Israel in the Middle East. And it says in the, I'm going to simplify everything, it says that Russia doesn't want to come, is resisting God's will. And so God says, you need to come down because I want to destroy you on the mountains of Israel with all of the nations that are going to be your compadres, your confederate nations. Come down so I can punish you for your anti-Semitism, for your hatred of the Jewish people, the way you've mistreated the Jewish people. You and these other nations, Iran and Turkey, and possibly armies from the Ukraine area, possibly German armies, probably from Azerbaijan, all some anti-Semitic. They all are have always been anti-Semitic. Then you have Ethiopia and Libya and North Africa. And God is telling these nations, they're mentioned right there in chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel. For you who don't read the Bible, I'm giving you a little insight into who Russia is, Gog, in the land of Magog. It has dual meanings, but one is this big land with the people of Meshach and Tubal and ancient families from the Noah's son Japheth. And Noah had these sons that went north and to the west. Iran, Russia, Germany, Ukraine, Yugoslavia, all these nations. And then eventually the sons of Japheth flowed over into Europe, into the United States. And God says to Gog, come down, attack Israel. And Russia says no. And Russia is fighting it. Vladimir Putin is fighting it. Vladimir Putin is the man that's going to bring the armies, I believe, of Russia with Iran, Turkey, these other nations I just mentioned. I believe Vladimir Putin is going to bring these nations down into present-day Jordan when Israel occupies that land. And that is where a great war is going to take place. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I can't see it happening this year. Next year, yes. But it says that Russia doesn't want to come. This Rosh, this Gog, doesn't want to come. So God says, I'm going to put hooks in your jaw. I'm going to put hooks in your jaw, meaning many, many hooks. And I'm going to drag you down. I'm going to force you to come down. You don't want to come down? Well, you must come down. Prophecy must be fulfilled. God's going to put hooks in the jaw of this great army to the north, Russia, with all of these other nations and their armies. And God says, I will drag you down to the mountains of Israel, and I will destroy you because of your anti-Semitism. People aren't getting it. The nations are just not getting it. When you attack Israel, you're going to get punished. You're going to be punished. You're going to suffer hurt. There's a negative sanction that's going to come upon your head. The terrorists, Hamas, decided to attack Israel. They're the worse off for it. Hezbollah, the Houthis, these people are being destroyed. They're losing sleep as well as finances and military. Their militaries are shrinking, and Russia's coming next. And I'm going to continue when I get back from this break. So you better hold tight. Vladimir Putin and the armies to the north are coming south, but not this year. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
On Sundays, 10 to 1, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360khnc.com for the streaming. And it is aired on KHNC Radio, 1360 Radio, 10 to 1 on Sundays. It's also aired on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 2 on Sundays. Russia, God is putting hooks in Russia's jaw. Russia is right now telling Iran, let us negotiate, let us mediate. Why? This is a hook. Russia knows, and the world doesn't, but Russia does, Iran does not have the capability to win a war against Israel. Yeah, you heard me. Iran cannot defeat Israel. Iran does not have that ability. The United States doesn't have to. The United States is basically telling Iran, hey, if you do anything to attack Israel, we will assist Israel in the campaign against you. Israel doesn't need America's help right now. Israel doesn't need the U.S. military. The U.S., the function of the United States right now, send money, munitions, technology, and support politically. That's all Israel needs. Israel just needs missiles and technology for its Iron Dome. Israel doesn't need the United States to assist with Iran. Russia knows that. Vladimir Putin is telling Iran, no, 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 hold up. Don't do anything. You're not capable. You're not ready. You think you are? Israel will take you out. So Russia is basically being forced to intervene, if possible, and they will. Russia is going to come down and attack Israel with Iran in the future. Russia knows that Iran cannot take on Israel. America knows Iran is no threat to Israel. America just wants to get involved. America is trying to flex our military muscle. All America needs to do is continue to supply Israel with the parts, with whatever's needed. Let Israel's army do what it's supposed to do. It is a prophecy in Psalm 83. Israel is going to go to war with, well, Iran is going to attack Israel in the future. And Israel is going to continue to hit targets like Hezbollah, the Houthis in Yemen, all of the terrorists that Iran is supporting. Israel will deal with them. And what's happening in Syria with Bashar al-Assad, Israel will take care of business. Israel is going to take out, Israel is going to destroy Damascus. Israel will destroy Damascus. Damascus is going to be taken out. And, but not yet. But Israel, from this point on, is continuing to increase operations, no matter what the Houthis, what Hezbollah, Hamas, whatever they do, Israel is going to respond even more effectively. So Russia right now is having hooks, more hooks put in the jaw. Russia is getting ready to send down some of these new missiles. I don't know if they're what generation of missiles they are. They're much newer. I'll see if I can find out what missile they are. But yeah, they're the Russia's been supplying the S-300s to Iran since 2016. These are the S-400 air defense system missiles. They have a range up to 400 kilometers, and they can track multiple targets at the same time. So Russia is basically telling Iran, we're not ready. We don't want you to get into conflict with Israel. It's going to force us to come down. We're going to. We don't want to. We're doing everything possible. You don't drag somebody into a situation that doesn't want to be there. Russia doesn't want to have to come to the mountains of Israel. Russia doesn't want this. But God says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that he's going to drag Russia down to the mountains of Israel with these other nations, and there's going to be a great victory. God says, I am going to come and punish them. I'm going to come and judge them. That's why Russia right now is trying to keep Iran from responding. It's too early, too soon. Hooks in Russia's jaw. And the big hook that's coming, Barack Obama. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
On Sundays from 10 to 1, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me then on Sunday on AM 1360 KHNC. And it will be streamed on 1360KHNC.com and also streamed from 11 to 1 on America's Freedom, 11 to 2, sorry, on America's Freedom Network. .com. Podcasts for all 3 hours, 1360khnc.com. Russia doesn't want to come. Russia doesn't want to fight this war. Russia will do everything possible. Vladimir Putin doesn't want to have to bring his whole army with Iran, with Turkey, with these nations north of Turkey around the Black Sea, with Ethiopia and Libya. But God is going to punish them because of their anti-Semitism, their hatred for Israel, not presently only, but through the centuries, through thousands of years. The children in the north, in Russia, in that area, have been hostile again toward Israel, and God is going to openly punish them like he's punishing Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis and the other nations surrounding Israel presently, and the terrorists within the nation of Israel. The punishment of anti-Semitism has really begun already. It's going to continue. Eventually, the United States is going to invade Israel and attempt to destroy the Jewish people. That happens at Armageddon. That's in the as soon as Russia is destroyed next year, I believe, 7 years following, you're going to have Armageddon. 7 years and a little extra, but in that vicinity. Then Armageddon will take place. When Russia comes next year and is defeated with Iran and all these other nations, the world is going to think that that is Armageddon. No, even Christian people will believe that's Armageddon. They'll be misled into believing that is the war of Armageddon. It is not. The war of Armageddon involves the Chinese. Ezekiel 38 and 39 does not involve the kings of the East. Revelation 16 is talking about the kings of the East when they come. So I'm done for this week. May the God of peace bless you this weekend, your evening, your weekend, and may the Prince of Peace bless you also, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May he bless you, your families. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll visit on Monday. Join me again on Sunday from 10 to 1. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.